This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Today we're here to talk about role play.
Role play. I have to say, I was thrown for a loop with this search term.
Yeah, I was going to say, our conversations about it leading up to the record were interesting because you brought up a great point that, like, most of porn in some form is arguably role play.
It's all role play.
It's all role play because it's performers.
Right.
Or it's like actors being like,
right,
we're going to fuck and you're going to watch, you know, whether
there's a story involved
or they consider themselves actors or just, you know, sex workers in that moment.
Right.
But yeah, there's like there's an element of suspended disbelief.
Right.
We've in got all some porn.
Characters.
Yeah. But when I think of role play, like I specifically think of like how it functions inside of relationships.
Sure.
So it is a weird like sort of porn search term because it can't really be.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite work like replicated because it's like meta on meta.
Yeah.
Role play on film.
Porn.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you see a lot of like role play like TV shows where it's like, oh, I wore a wig and went to the bar and we're just strangers and we met and oh my God, crazy. And like somebody's spicing up their marriage.
But you need a lot of information before that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you mean like if you're in that partnership and you're like, what are the rules?
Yeah, or just as a viewer. You know, you need to know, like, if it's just a person wearing a wig, like, how am I supposed to know that she actually knows the person but is pretending to be a stranger, you know?
Yeah.
To be honest,
I'm thinking of, like, broadcast sitcoms
I'm
thinking of, like, the Modern Family episode when they sort of did it. And we were like, oh, they're spicing things up.
I know.
She got a wig. Cool. You know?
It is. They're, like, they're the thing that they do, like, once a year or something, right?
Yeah. Have you ever role played in a relationship?
I did once.
Okay.
I did once. And I was pretending to be a virgin.
His request or yours?
It just kind of happened. It was with another actor. So it was like, you know, we're just like goofing around. And then all of a sudden it was like serious. And I was like, okay, we're doing this. And then, but like somehow my name was like, I was like a virginal, like Italian, like, like young girl, like on the coast of Italy. And like my name was Elena. And then like halfway through, I was like, can you call me Rachel again? Because I don't want to be, my second cousin's name is Elena and it's throwing me off.
Yeah, it's funny, like thinking about this and thinking about the, like one of the articles I found is like, common, like, here's some, like, fun ideas if you want to try role-playing.
Right.
And it's, like, cop, interrogation, nurse, doctor, home delivery, French maid, boss and assistant, hitchhiker, teacher and student, and, like, cops again.
Yes.
Like, it's just, like, you know, all, like, power dynamic stuff.
It's exactly.
But it's, I mean, that is, I think, the nature of role-play is to, like, let go of the roles, the social roles that we have in life and, like, and therefore, like, let go of control potentially or, like, explore different power dynamics with your partner. And that all sounds fun. But weirdly, I'm like, I have so much acting experience that I feel like I would hate role-playing with a partner sexually because I just feel like I was inside of a scene.
Exactly.
And I'd be like, how's it going? You know, right. Like, I'd just be, like, thinking about it from that perspective of, like,
am I
what's
selling
your commitment
this?
Level? Like, yeah. It just sounds, like, cheesy to me to be like, am oh, I no, being believable? How'd you get in? Like, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe that would be fun, but I can't imagine in seriousness with a partner being like, let's really go for it from, like, beginning to end in terms of, like, this scene, like, improvised or whatever.
Right, right.
I mean, I kind of want to, but I just imagine it being goofy, especially oh, yeah. with a partner who's, like, in the industry,
yeah.
you know, like, doing with anyone who is an actor of any kind to be like, let's try this. Like, we'd both be like, this is dumb. We
you
do
have
this
to
all the time.
Commit 100%, you know?
Yeah.
You can't have anything less than 100% commitment or it's not going
to
work.
Baby, I can see you're checking out. You yeah. are not committed to this.
Yeah. I don't believe you.
Yeah. If you were to try, like, a role play scenario now, like, what do you think would be hottest to you in real life?
A stranger pretending to be strangers. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Or I think pretending to... like being like a high class escort.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
I like that one.
What about
I like
you?
That one. I like the stranger idea. The stranger idea is fun because it's something you can bring in out in public.
Yeah.
And that's fun. And I think the game of that is obviously very is it that movie When a Man Loves a Woman? What's the movie where Meg Ryan's an alcoholic, but she does the fun thing where like they pretend to be strangers and then she straddles him and kisses him, but it's like they've been dating already, you know, obviously.
Oh, don't know it.
With
missed that one.
Andy, oh no.
Meg Ryan?
I can't think of his name. This is gonna ruin me for the rest. Andy Garcia.
Oh, okay, all right.
And
sure,
Meg
sure,
Ryan,
sure.
And they play husband and wife and she has a drinking problem. But she's like so much fun and like she's
oh, yeah.
electric and she's sexy and it's
like most loose. Alcoholics.
Yes. I feel attacked.
Do you want to know something interesting about the strangers thing? So according to a survey done by Lifestyles Condoms in 2015 with like 5,000 men and women between the ages of 18 and 34, the most common role play scenario was strangers.
Yeah.
Followed by having a female partner be a stripper.
Oh, okay.
Then a schoolgirl. And last,
okay.
but certainly not least, the characters from 50 Shades of Grey.
Whoa, that's so, fourth
yeah.
in that list?
Yeah.
Wow. But, like, that's just like, a very powerful franchise.
Yeah, it's just like, it just allows women to like play with like getting spanked. You know what I mean? Like, that's all
yeah.
that movie did.
That's all it is.
You
yeah.
know? Like, a woman's well, like, I say, think I want to get hit. I don't know.
Yeah, like maybe pull my hair. Oh, not too
yeah.
hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
we're like now making fun of these poor women who have never explored rough sex.
Yeah, sorry.
God bless them for trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. The stranger one just feels like accessible. Like it feels like easy to like kick mm-hmm. off, you know?
Right.
Whereas like other stuff are like costumes and shit is more elaborate.
Yeah.
I did have a partner tie me up one time, which was super
oh,
fun
sure.
and hot.
Right.
We didn't have like a scenario. We weren't mm-hmm. like, because you broke in and you're mm-hmm. having your, like, I don't know if I, like, weirdly. Maybe because I'm an actor and, like, a writer, like, the deeper the scenario gets, the more I'm like, what are the implications of this scenario? And is it...
psychologically.
Is it...
emotionally.
Psychologically, like, what does it say about me? What does it say about society? Am
yeah.
I forwarding the conversation by depicting
up.
A narrative where a man broke in and is raping me? Like...
like as if like this is gonna be like broadcast for everyone to see.
Maybe someday it will.
Am I forwarding
someone's
this
fucking Amazon
narrative.
Echo is filming us all the time and we don't know what
it's
the
true.
Future holds.
And they're like, she says she's a
stars.
Feminist, but
yeah, exactly.
But what's
she's
cool
a feminist.
About role play is that that's what like it's for. It's like you to like figure
no,
out
exactly.
these like desires that like don't really align with like your day to day life, you know, like a
yeah.
You know, a big bossy
exactly.
woman
and
wanting to get, like, tied up and tortured.
Yeah, and rape fantasy at various degrees is huge. So
oh,
it
yeah.
is the healthiest, I would say, way to explore that.
Right.
For sure.
It's all about control.
Yes.
Having it taken away or having it given it to you, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Having other things given to you, you know.
If you get what I'm saying. It is a porn
we're
podcast.
Talking
so
about porn.
If the implication isn't clear... You're lost.
Yeah.
In terms of porn, mm-hmm. I have a couple of stats here.
I love a stat.
Brazil is 61% into role play videos. 61% more into role play videos. Sorry.
Wait, who is?
Brazil.
Brazil is.
Interestingly
okay.
enough.
Okay. They're very into role play videos.
Yeah.
Interesting.
More so like searching for it other than like more than any other country.
Yeah.
I don't know what that has to say about Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
They seem pretty.
I have no guesses.
Spicy as a whole. Just
well,
making
now,
broad generalized statements.
Now we're wandering into dangerous territory of just qualifying
I said,
as South American country.
Spicy. I'm talking about South
America. That's all we fucking know about Brazil. No, I don't know. I genuinely have no idea like what that correlation would be. I mean, it's not such a massive. Distinction, like 61% isn't like, oh, it's 1,000% more popular there. Like, that's the only porn people are watching. So I guess it's just like role play is a thing there and is something people are into.
I would be curious to know when people search for role play or if this is something that you like to search for. Is there a specific scenario that you're looking for? Like, is it abduction? Is it like, you know?
I would think there is only because like, role play, so as we'll learn when we get into the showdown, it's a really weird search term. Like, what it brings back is kind of like whoever felt like tagging it. And it's like any scenario. I mean, a ton of the role play stuff that came up is like stepsister, stepbrother stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Or stepmom or whatever. Is
well,
like,
that's
it's like, this isn't role playing. Like, this is just
incest.
Taboo.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is just a step away from incest, and it's like whatever you pick to make your porn more exciting to you, but it's not actually like the characters aren't role playing anything,
right?
And it doesn't like feel close to like I would never role play with a boyfriend that he's my stepbrother,
right?
And
sure.
I think it's a different thing, like compelling one, like. I think the stepsister thing is, like, the taboo and the, like, person being there in your proximity and being, like, tempting. I think that's what's, like, hot about the notion of, like, a step-sibling. Whereas I think role play, as you said, is about control and it's about a different power dynamic, or it's about taking on characters that you can't embody
in your day-to-day.
In your real life or in your sex life otherwise. So it's, like, a way to explore...
Right.
You know, different roles, literally.
It's a way to also, like, lose inhibitions, get you out of your comfort zone. You know, if if you're a shy, innocent person, you can be, you know, dominating in bed or vice versa. Like, you know, me wanting to be a virgin in bed. Like, who knew?
Yeah.
Surprise. But I wanted to try it on.
How long ago was that?
You know?
How long ago was your virgin scenario?
Like a year or something.
Oh, okay.
It was recent. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I, for some reason, imagined it being, like, longer ago.
No.
But that's...
It was recent.
Okay.
Sometimes
she licks her chops. Okay.
You know.
Do you have other research, or shall we jump into our showdown?
Let's jump into the showdown.
Okay, this is the weirdest showdown for reasons that I've aforely mentioned.
Ooh, now you're getting me excited.
Yeah, I mean, some of this is it being, like, influenced by other search terms, obviously, as it always is. But generally, like, very few, like, there were no titles that just had role play in them. So these are, like, the randomest shit that came up because I was like, how do we think this is role play?
Yeah.
So we'll start with Mistress Stormy, son, you're in trouble, Christmas J-O-I.
Mistress Stormy, son.
Mistress Stormy is the performer.
Okay.
And then in quotes, we have, son, you're in trouble.
Oh.
And then Christmas J-O-I.
Now, well, I gotta know what he did on Christmas.
Yeah.
You know?
See, I feel pretty clear about, like, what this video is gonna be. Like, Christmas J-O-I pretty much sets it up.
Yeah.
But, son, you're in trouble.
It throws me for a loop.
Yeah, I don't know if it's supposed to be incest or if it's just, like... I'm the neighbor mom, and I caught you opening presents too early. Like,
oh, sure, that's what he did. Yeah, okay.
But also, where was this for our holiday episode? Because there was
Christmas
such a lack
J-O-I.
Of Christmas videos.
I know.
Yeah.
It has Christmas in the title.
Could have thrown that into the mix.
I know. Maybe she recently dropped it. She dropped it January 15th, 2020. A little late for the holiday season.
This is a fresh fish. It's like Christmas because she recorded it on Christmas.
Exactly.
You know, she's accurate that way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next we have blonde age regresses back to pull up diapers.
Uh-oh. We got some age play.
Yes, we've got some age play, but it's just a solo woman like starting as like... Who knows, you know, our age or in her 20s or a teen. And then she like...
She's doing an acting exercise.
I guess a weird one because she does like end up like sucking her thumb like in diapers.
Yeah.
And it's... Did you do that to get your bachelor's degree in theater?
Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah. No, I missed that day.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Because I was walking into the ocean.
Age play.
This one I just added because I was like, really? More about like the content of the video than the title. The title is Sorority Hazing ENF. Hazing with an at symbol. Very important.
Yeah.
Here's why I was like, you can't though. Is it's green screen and it's like a girl like, oh no, she's in front of the schoolyard and she's naked and she's standing and she's like trying to cover herself up, but she's in front of the schoolyard, which is a green screen. So it's not even like outrageous in that it's like crazy sex or hazing or whatever the fuck people do in their Greek societies. It's just like a person standing naked in a studio.
Right.
In front of a green screen with like a school behind her. Right. I was like, okay. Right.
I can't
we
even.
Didn't really swing big here. You know?
They didn't even try. Well, I mean, I guess they tried because they got a green screen, but still.
Yeah, somehow they have, like, amazing technology and, and no storytelling skills. No.
They couldn't hire an extra?
Yeah. They couldn't hire background?
I mean, come on.
She's so worried about being seen by no one in this schoolyard.
I mean, it's empty.
Because it's an empty campus somehow.
Come on.
Yeah. Okay, next we have Suck Me Clit, I Order.
Yeah, that's definitely a role play. That's there's a dialect happening there.
There's maybe a power dynamic. Like, who's in charge? I order someone.
Slave boy.
Yeah.
Girl, anyone.
I order my clit sucked.
Suck my clit. I order.
Okay, this next one is yet another example, because, like, that one, sure, like, we're extrapolating possible role play scenarios.
Yeah.
I dare you to tell me the role play in this one.
Give it to me.
I pissed on my naughty stepsister. She's so wet, pissed herself in the bed.
So everyone's peeing.
Yes, here's the logic that bumped me.
Yeah.
I pissed on my naughty stepsister.
Sure.
She's so wet, pissed herself in the bed.
We've got a lot of fluid.
Get peed on, and she was like, I therefore must pee.
And then also get turned on?
I don't, but I think she's just like wet from piss.
Oh, I
don't know that
it was
she's
like
turned on
her
necessarily.
Vagina was wet. Okay.
I think you're presuming much.
Okay,
Rachel.
Yeah. Well, sorry, it was porn, so I just assumed.
Yeah.
Someone's going to be wet.
Wetness would mean someone being turned on, but that feels like a reach here.
Yes.
So far, we just know that she's peed on in a bed.
She's
I mean, maybe that's her thing
urine.
And that did it for her, but.
Yeah. She needs the diaper from the other girl.
Yeah. Oh, they should collab.
I don't get it.
Next.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just a strange logical journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes a turn there that isn't justified. You know, I didn't find the action to be motivated from start to finish in
Thank
this
you.
Title. Next we have completed mixed wrestling.
Is that someone's home video from Okay.
It looks like an amateur video of two people wrestling. Honestly, I could kind of get into it.
Okay.
I've watched a couple porns. I've been like, oh, damn, where it's like sort
wrestling?
Of people like grappling a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, and then fucking like.
Well, there's tension
I remember watching
there.
Just the weirdest porn. Like I'd gone down some rabbit hole, like some late night or something and found some weird porn that was like half wrestling, half like movement exercise.
Oh, sure.
At like. You know, the kind we would do aforementioned, like getting our theater degrees.
Yes, absolutely.
And then, like, sex. And I was like, oh, this, like, wrestling sex thing is kind of fun and cool. This one is just weird wrestling. But I think it's, like, you know, it's, like, a specific brand of, like, softcore.
Okay.
You know, like, ooh, this is kind of hot, you know? But, like, they just wrestle.
Mm. I could see how that might be appealing. Maybe you were once a wrestler and, you know, it turned you
on. Or just, like, so, like, grappling with someone else's body, just being hot.
Yeah.
You know?
Are we into this video?
Are we reviewing it next time on Girls on Porn? Maybe. Well, let's check in the spank bag at the end of this episode, because I've got a surprise for you. Here we go. Oh, this is a good one.
Okay.
Big ass guy smothers shrunken man by humping. Now,
man.
I watched this start to finish, Rachel, because I had to know.
You needed to know. You're here to do the hard work.
What we get, like, from the thumbnails is the view of a man's ass. We've got a nice hairy ass. He's naked.
Mm-hmm.
And he's,
it's big,
like, humping.
I'm assuming.
You know, it seemed average size to me.
Oh, interesting.
But, you know, maybe he fancies himself a big ass man. You know, your body, your choice. And he's, like, humping a bed. And I was like, okay, what's this shrunken man situation? Like,
right.
I was very uncomfortable with what was maybe going to happen. Like, I just was like, who's the shrunken man?
Mm-hmm.
And I just watched Inner Space on Monday night. So I was picturing these, like, quarter-sized humans that, like, they shrink the people in that movie to, like, you know, be, like, proportionately sized, but, like, much smaller. So I was picturing, like, that or Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Right.
And I was like, what do they get for the production of this?
I know.
As it turns out, because this is a very homemade video, it's just, like, an action figure.
Oh.
It's just, like, a little plastic guy that's maybe, like, the Hulk or something.
Yeah. And he's just humping him?
He shows that, and then he like, takes some time about, like, carefully positioning this, like, pokey little plastic toy
on his pee-pee.
Under his, like, crotch, basically, like, under his situation, and then he just humps the toy.
I see.
So when you thought you'd seen it all, Rachel, you call me and I got more where
you know,
that came from.
I have to say, I am confused as to why it didn't go in his asshole, because I thought that's where it would lead.
Yeah, it doesn't in this video.
Okay.
Maybe it does in others. This one, it's about him, like, fucking the tiny man to death, you know?
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, he says he smothers him. I don't know if the tiny action figure dies necessarily, but...
Die!
I think the idea is, like, I'm squishing this little guy. Yeah. These are guesses, you know? I didn't talk to the creator of this video.
Maybe we should.
Girl loses at strip poker game with his beef?
Huh.
I don't know what the beef... I don't know how the beef... How does she lose the strip poker game with his beef is my question. Like, with his beef.
Maybe it's like she loses it, like she goes crazy because she sees his big dick.
Loses at strip poker.
Oh.
She just loses the game. So she loses at strip poker.
Oh, okay,
and he whips
sorry.
Out his dick and she's like, I can't possibly focus on the
fucking
cards anymore.
Yeah, your fucking beef is just...
Your beef
I fold.
Is out here. Yeah. Fun detail about this video, the cards are gigantic.
Oh.
They're like playing cards. They're like novelty cards made for children that are like as big as your head. And they're like trying to pretend to seriously play poker with two people.
Okay.
I have a lot of questions.
Me too.
And notes. Frankly, I have notes.
My number one question is, what does this have to do with role play? Frankly.
Yeah. I also have that question. All right, last one.
Okay.
First date burping. I just said this one to you because I needed you to know. I needed you to experience it. It's delightful.
Laura's
I actually like
burps are
this one like
unparalleled.
My burps are really epic. We generally spare you my burps, dear listeners, because this is a podcast.
Yeah,
and I try to hold them in while we're recording, but you know,
And just
sometimes they sneak in on a break. They sound like tiny dinosaurs.
No, they sound like a fucking 17th century demon is being unleashed from like the sixth circle of hell. Like that's what it sounds like. It sounds like the most biblical creature anyone's ever thought of or conceived of is like somehow resurfacing.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe there's a career here for me, Rachel, yeah. because this video, First Date Burping, is just a woman in her house. This is presumably a cam girl of some degree.
Yeah.
In her house, at her kitchen table, she has gone the extra mile and put on, like, restaurant sound effects and music to make it feel like she's out on a date. The really great production hiccup here is that she's drinking bubbly, like she's drinking,
yeah.
theoretically, like, Prosecco or champagne,
right.
and she's like, oh, I love the bubbles as they go down my throat. But there's an open bottle, like there's a bottle of wine on the table that is definitely not bubbly.
Oh, sure. That pissed
There's
you
like
off.
A bottle of wine on the table that's like a screw top wine uh-huh. that was like, okay, this yeah. is an interesting move.
Yeah.
And then she just proceeds to burp a bunch and be like, oh my goodness, like... I'm burping so much. Do you like it? And the idea is like...
He's into
like
it.
Us behind the camera are... yeah, we're on the date with her and we're into the burping. So then it just becomes like bigger burps and close-up
yeah.
burps.
Yeah. I bet this like, was healing for you.
Yeah. It was just... I felt really seen.
Yeah,
honestly.
I bet. Which is yeah. another aspect of what role play can do. It can be incredibly yeah. healing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But it's always important to remember that you need a safe set of rules... and consent if you're going to burp in someone's face. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Let's take a break.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back to talk about Brazzers. Naughty nurse Jasmine J wakes up the comatose cock from Doctor Adventures, a subsection of Brazzers.
With Jasmine J and Kieran Lee.
I actually looked up Kieran Lee's like profile on yeah. Pornhub because
you
I was like, right,
more.
This guy's a star and I want to know more. Can I just read you his whole... He has like a very strong bio.
Oh, yeah. I need to know.
You ready?
Yeah.
Kieran Lee's reputation in porno is nearing mythological status. As a contract stud for the most badass producer of original web content in the universe, I tend to disagree, but go ahead. The one and only Brazzers. Lee has been in and out of over 1,000 sweet twat pockets.
Oh,
his
God.
Dick has seen so much mouth, pussy, and asshole. It should be awarded honorary PhDs in orthodontics, gynecology, and proctology.
Okay.
Which is a funny thing because orthodontics is specifically teeth.
Yeah.
So like,
okay.
I mean,
toothy
blowjobs. If Jack and Novak taught me anything, it's that a toothy blowjob is a special treat.
It's true.
And not what we should default to. It's not hard to understand why Kieran is such the megastar that he is. Aside from his charm, wit, and sense of humor, he also happens to be sporting an alleged foot-long banger with the strength and endurance of a dozen regular-sized hot dogs. That cock of his is such prime real estate it's been insured for up to 1 million clams. But just because his bitch-pleasing instrument is so damn precious, that doesn't mean it's delicate. Chicks love to go hog wild on his dong, jaw-breaking their faces, slamming their cowgirl tushes down onto it, twerking that tool left to right, and all kinds of other insane cock-handling antics. Cut to this video where his cock is broken. Where the idea is like, did I break my cock?
Yeah. Will I ever be able to have sex again?
Yeah. So we open on a hospital room.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. We do. That's true.
And Jasmine
is wearing a nurse's outfit that I'm sure I bought 1 year for Halloween at Spirit Halloween in Union Square. 100% polyester.
She's busting right out of that polyester.
She really is.
Gently, like, smacking Kieran's feet.
Yeah.
She's, like, doing a weird thing where she's, like, sort of patting his feet, but, like, she doesn't want to touch them. And she gets out the dialogue, "Are you awake? Kieran, can you hear me? You've been in a car accident." Like, all while she's smacking his feet, and the whole time his eyes are open.
Oh,
and he's just sitting
obviously
up and looking
awake.
At her. Yeah, he's clearly awake. "Are you awake? Kieran, can you hear me? You've been in an accident." And he's like, oh, by the way, everybody in this video is British for not some reason, just reasons of, like, these are British porn stars.
Who knows?
Yeah. And then he's like worried about his dick.
He goes,
"Is my dick broken?
How long have I been here?" And she goes, "About a month."
Yeah.
Cash. And he seems to be, like, chill with this information, you know?
Yeah. The main thing he's concerned about is, like, whether his dick still works. And she's like, "Oh, don't you worry."
Yeah.
And then she proceeds to blow and fuck him to, you know, demonstrate that the dick is still functional.
Right. I have to say, Jasmine is not a very good nurse, because that wrap job with the ace bandage around his penis was loosey-goosey. Okay? He doesn't even get a brace.
The reason we picked this video is because we reveal his dick wrapped in an ace bandage, a la me in third grade faking a basketball injury so I can get out of practice. And it's not even, like, tucked in.
No.
It's, like, wrapped, but, like, loose.
Yeah.
So she, like, pulls the sheet
fully
away.
Fully hard, too.
He's also fully hard.
Fully erect.
Because, of course, he is. That wrap, you know, it's arousing, those ace bandages. And it just kind of, like shoddily sort of falls to the side, and then she unwraps it and then proceeds to suck his dick, and they fuck a bunch in the... in this hospital room.
Yeah. Oh, well, his wife comes in, or his girlfriend comes in and is like, "Oh, is he okay?" And they're like, yeah, he's fine. And that's all we see of her. Oh, my God.
A gorgeous cameo by, I don't know who, but...
by that woman.
By that woman. Mm-hmm. That's great.
I just can't imagine, like, whoever was, like, the person who's, like, in charge of, like, art direction being like, "I don't know, I have, like, a couple bandage options." Like, what are we thinking?
Like, props is like, do we like this bandage or this one? Okay.
Like, why didn't we do
this? Because this one's
brace?
Like a little lighter, like, it creates a different contrast with the color of his skin, but this one is like really gonna pop on camera. Like,
I needed two popsicle sticks. I wanted a brace. I wanted a full cast for his penis.
That would have been brilliant. Like,
come on.
Two sticks, some gauze, like, really go for it. Like, one of those things, like those, like, metal contraptions that you wrap around your finger.
Like, if your finger's broken. That's what I'm
like
looking for.
Like a metal brace.
Like, not like an ace bandage for when you sprain your ankle, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Because those things don't do anything.
I know.
And then, so sex on a table, sex standing up near the table.
Oh, yeah.
Sex on the hospital bed.
Uh-huh. She gives him a foot job.
Oh, right. That was a highlight.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't quite give him a foot job, right? Like,
she's
kind of. Well, he does a thing where he's like, put your feet here, and, like, positions them, like, holding his balls still.
Oh, yeah. He was being
which was interesting.
Feet. He had he was like, he was fucking her from behind, and he, like, she puts her feet on his balls. And he's like, yeah. Do that.
Yeah, he's fucking essentially from below, like behind below kind of vibes. And she's like sitting on his dick and then just puts her feet around his balls. And I was like, is that so great?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just nice. I mean, I know guys who like to have their like balls held while they're fucking.
Right.
So I guess feet holding balls.
Yeah.
Keeps them from jiggling around.
Yeah. But then when she's at one point, she's like sitting on his face and like jerking his dick off with her feet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like you do.
Yeah. Like you do.
Yeah. I do have to say I was impressed with how much he touched her clit.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, all right. He's trying.
Yeah. He did. Yeah, he. What the dynamic of this video is very particular. Like, it really, like, walked the line of what I actually want to see in porn and didn't quite get there, you know? Like, I felt like I could feel the power dynamics in the room that, like, he's a big star and gets to kind of, like, tell her what to do.
Oh, yeah.
In a way that, like, is reminiscent of, like, a James Dean who would always be, like...
Do this, do that.
Do this. But, like, would, like, whisper or, like, give directives, like, during the fucking to the person he's fucking. Like,
right.
Sometimes that can be hot if it feels like it's a, like, a safely dominant thing.
Right.
But, like...
It didn't lend itself to the story.
You can get a whiff of, yeah. If it lends the story, and if you feel like she's into it and she's participating in it, whereas like here to me, it just felt like he was like, look at me, you know, like that could have been a hot thing, but it just felt like she was like, oh, okay, over here, okay, oh, I look at you, okay, and then I'm, what are we doing, okay, like she was always like having to catch up to him because he was. Sort of being so commandeering about the situation, and it like wasn't hot in like a passionate way.
Right.
It was just like, okay, he's got all the power in the room, and we're just gonna do like a very standard like fuck scene, and he's gonna be like, I do it this way, and we're gonna do it this way.
Yeah, this is
you
what
know
I like
that was just the sense I got, and I did like that he like touched her clit, and that's probably part of why he like ascended to star status at whatever point, knowing you know, full transparency, very little about his career.
Yeah.
Is that he is one of the performers that, like, does things to the female performers that are good, you know, and isn't just, like, a robot, like, sticking his dick in and out of a thing. But it didn't quite get me. It didn't.
No.
I was like, I just feel like she's working a day job and he's bossing her around at that day job.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't, you know, it just felt like very standard sex.
Yeah. I was like, you were the one in the coma. She's the nurse, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where is her authority here? Doesn't she have any agency? Come on.
Yeah.
Also, he just like looks like the most basic British man that like should be just like on like a BBC show about cops. You know what I mean?
Like, or he just kind of looks like a taller Paul Hollywood. Like he has the same like salt and pepper hair with like light spikes to it.
Absolutely.
Like short,
the
short
Paul
haircut.
Hollywood of porn.
Yeah. We figured it out.
And she's like, I've heard all about your antics.
Yeah.
Of what? Being a curmudgeon?
Like, does she get a handshake at the end of their
exactly.
fucking?
But how was her crust?
Yeah. The bake isn't right. I also, can we talk about her piercing?
Oh, yeah. She had a clit piercing.
Yeah, and like the way that it worked was like confusing to me. Did it go like up through the clit, like up in the bottom? Like it was like
straight up and down. Yeah, it was like a vertical.
Like I assume the main bit of her clit was the part between the two elements of the piercing.
Yeah,
the two little studs.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, if I would like that.
Me neither. But maybe I mean she seems like someone with her anatomy that like. Things are, for lack of a better term, a closed sandwich. Whereas
as opposed to your open sandwich?
Yeah, as opposed to an open face three meat special Italian combo.
Wait, what do we think?
We've got
what do we think that
capicola,
has to do with the clit piercing?
We've got salami. Because like it's harder to get like something stimulating, you know what I mean? Like it helps to get like
because her clit is like less pierced. Accessible.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, interesting. I mean, I feel like that piercing's in there. So
yeah.
Maybe it's.
I mean, maybe because like her clit is small, or you know, it's not like as easy to get at.
Or she just is a porn star and wanted to pierce her clit.
Yeah,
to
maybe
be a badass.
Sure.
And here we are. But I do wonder what it feels like, if it's stimulating or like overwhelming.
I mean, I would hope so. I would hope it's stimulating.
Yeah.
For the love of God.
Yeah.
Let it be stimulating.
Yeah. Should we move on?
Yeah, let's move on. Speaking of stimulating.
Next we have
I'm stimulated. My abduction fantasy.
From X Confessions. featuring Roman Nomar and mm-hmm. Katana.
Yep. Directed by Erica Lust.
Mm-hmm.
This is so this is from Ex Confession. So someone like wrote in that they like wanted to get abducted, basically. Yeah.
Should I read that little excerpt? I feel like it's actually good to set the video up with, even though in the video you watch the video and then it concludes with it. But for our purposes, I think it's helpful.
Yes.
I want my girlfriend to abduct me. She's pretty tiny and I'm a rugby player, so she's not very dominant. But the fear, I think that would subdue me. If she blindfolded me, took me by surprise, made me feel helpless and weak for the first time, I wouldn't be able to do anything. I want to go all the way. She'll plan every detail and do everything that's sexually possible. She'll make me submissive. So I like that because it does help, like, lend to role play that this is, like, this video was based on someone's fantasy. Who knows if Rick 79 has ever actually experimented with this role-playing idea of his. But this, to me, fits very neatly into the format of, like, oh, I've abducted you, and you're, mm-hmm. like, that kind of thing, even though the film itself functions like a film, where, like, we're watching this narrative play out. So we start in a warehouse.
Uh-huh. With a van.
Yeah, there's a van. There's, like, some scaffolding in the background. It's pretty, like, empty, vast warehouse. And Roman is sitting in a chair tied up with a sack on his head.
Yeah.
Very nice, clean socks, I noticed.
Yeah, me too.
So, you know, he was freshly abducted.
Uh-huh. Yep. Maybe he just got out of the shower, put on some clothes. I don't know.
Who knows? And then Katana struts in.
Oh, she looks great.
Looking fierce in a, like,
bodysuit.
Sort of like, yeah, like a like a lacy, like a fishnet bodysuit, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
A sheer bodysuit, we'll say. I don't know if fishnet's accurate.
Yeah. Thigh-high boots.
Mm-hmm. And then she, like, speaks to him, presumably in a language he can't understand.
Right.
And then tells him, like, you better please me. And the sort of premise of the video is, like, he's got to fuck her good if he wants to live another day. And then she sucks him off a little bit, and then they fuck.
Yeah, this was hot. I mean, I love the idea that, like, you know, she does this. She really toys with him and kind of, like, tortures him a little bit. Like, she steps up, like, near his crotch. Mm-hmm. She, like, rips off the tape on his mouth. He, like, goes to kiss her, and she slaps him across the face.
Yeah.
I was like, there was a lot of this that I was like, I'm into this. Like, I definitely have a fantasy of, like, being, like, a bad, like, badass, like, Bond villain. And, like, you know, torturing. Yeah. I mean, I am inexplicably attracted to this one scene in Casino Royale where James Bond is tied to a chair and he gets
his balls crushed.
His balls crushed. I love it. I'm super turned on to it. And,
yeah, this is.
I apologize to my boyfriend now.
There's no ball torture in this one, but just like a gentle, like, just teasing, really.
Yeah,
And her just, like, maintaining sort of her dominance, more figuratively than, like, with physical torture. And then they have some hot sex.
Oh yeah, and it's athletic.
Yeah, it's very athletic.
Like, yeah.
First, she's fucking him on top while he's sitting down, which is challenging enough.
Squats on him,
And then they do a lot of fucking on a table with, like, him underneath her. The most impressive feat, I think, of this video is a moment where, like, he's got her up on the table.
Yeah.
And they're, like, he's got, like, her ass, like, his face is in her ass.
Yeah.
And he's, like, eating her out, but he's somehow, like, holding, like, they're, like, both standing up, and she's doing, like, essentially, like, a handstand.
Yeah. He's holding her legs in the air.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, while she's still, like, bent over, but she's, like, he's, like, lifting her up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, okay. I also love that she kept her boots on, like, even though she gets, like, basically, she gets, like, naked.
Naked otherwise. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was hot. It was some very talented fucking.
Yeah.
These are both, like, lots pretty gorgeous
of spanking,
people.
Slapping in the face.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. He spits on her pussy and, like, goes to eat her out. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's some choking. She tells him, like, harder. It was, like, just, it was, there was some roughness to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into
just
the
overall
idea.
Really hot.
Yeah. I'm into this fantasy for sure, this role play.
Yeah. And I think this is for me, like, satisfying in terms of, like, what I would hope a role play porn video would be.
Yeah.
That, like, it's believable. There's not an extra layer of, like, role play within the role play. But you get that, like, that's what it's about. It's, like, someone's role play fantasy. And it's hot.
Yeah.
And, like, well executed. And a lot of ex-confessions videos have, like, too much dialogue or, like, a little extra poetry that I, like, maybe don't need. And this one, like, gets right to the point.
Yeah.
And it's, like, very fun. And, yeah, it's hot. The other detail I noticed was hot, like, they're fucking in this, like, echoey warehouse. And when they're, like, moaning, it echoes.
Yeah.
I liked that. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, I don't know. I just liked that detail and being able to hear that, you know?
I also liked that it wasn't, like, oh, like, please, where am I? You know what I mean? Like, they didn't try too hard to be, like, to sell it. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I was
there wasn't, like, overacting. It was, it felt believable and it was, like, sparse enough that we didn't have to, like, go too far down the path of, oh, he's really in trouble and he's really freaked out. Cause, like, that wouldn't actually help us justify him just, like, fucking her.
Exactly. I would have loved for him to stay tied up a little bit longer. Like, his hands. Yeah. Like, that would have been more fun. Like, if she would have just, like,
that's a good idea.
Teased him a little bit more.
He gets out of that pretty quick. Or, like, graduates to
being free.
I mean, it's worth it because he, like, lifts her up and, like, fucks her standing. That was a really impressive athletic moment also. And, like, he's holding her, like, off the ground while she's, like, got her leg wrapped around him and they're fucking.
Yeah.
And he's just lifting her up that whole time.
Yeah.
Also physically impressive to a point where I had to rewatch it and be like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
The hand job she gives him makes him come. Holy shit.
I know. I was
her hands are moving so quickly that they blur.
Yeah. I'm like, what are her hands, like, doing?
Yeah. I really had to rewind and be like, what are they doing? Because what it looks like is, like, she has her hands, like, not, it looks like, it sort of looks like her hands are separate and not both on his cock, but I think they're stacked.
Oh.
But, like, it moves so quick, like, her hands move so quickly and the way they shot it, like, fully blurs out.
Yeah, I'm like,
so it just looks like she's jerking off, like, two dicks simultaneously somehow.
It was nuts.
That was impressive.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit.
It also, like, finishes with him with, like, a hand job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah. And he jerks and spasms. And then we see that they're together at the end. And, like, cuts to something else, you know? And it was
And at the end of, it was a little, like, I was a little unclear what the plot was, but I didn't, like, necessarily need to care. Like, he was like, we have a deal. And then they, like, meet and met up with each other. So, like, I don't know if the story is, like, they decided to team up and then become, like, a couple in this whatever abduction scenario.
Yeah.
Or if it was whatever all along, but that doesn't really make any sense. So it's just, like, a fun little button to be like, no, don't worry, they love each other.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, the fucking was so good that they're on the same team now.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Which is overall, very hot video. Very impressive.
James Bond.
I don't know how to do that with your hands that fast.
Me too. I'd
be scared.
Yeah, I need to know, though.
/ I would get tired within 10 seconds of attempting that. So. She's a very skilled performer.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
They both are.
Yeah.
I'm into it. What do we think?
All right. I mean, I feel like it's obvious. This
I jerked off to that one. I'm not going to lie to you.
I unfortunately don't think Kieran and Jasmine are for me.
They're not. But, you know, A for effort.
Yeah. And listen, they have flourishing careers otherwise. They don't need us.
And they'll be fine. There are people who are watching their videos. They'll be fine. Just not my thing, you know?
Yeah.
Try a little bit harder if you're going to make me think that your cock is broken, you know? Get an actual brace.
It's about the production value.
I mean, I'm not asking for much. Some popsicle sticks would have done the trick.
Thanks for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern, on Twitter at GOP the Podcast, and at our website, girlsonporn.com.
Just a reminder to rate, review, subscribe. We love hearing from you guys. If you want to leave us a little comment on the reviews, tell us what your search term is or your porn star name. We haven't done this in a while. Your porn star name is your first pet and the thing that your parents are most disappointed in you about.
What did we decide? I was Chazby, lack of health insurance. Yeah, mine's what it was when we started recording, and I still don't have health insurance, so well, I gotta get my shit together.
Mine is still Jasmine career choice.
Thanks for listening, you guys. Love you. This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.